I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson Standing Strong Task Force provided an update on the name change process after it was announced in late January that the task force would create a shortlist of potential new names for March. Provost and co-chair of the task force, Dr. Jennifer Simpson, addressed the school's colors, fonts, and academic records, including degrees. Ryerson's name change hopes to better reflect the community and its diversity, according to Simpson, and to distance itself from Egerton Ryerson, the school's namesake, who was a leading figure in creating Canada's residential school system. In conversation with Assistant Dean Tanya Del Mello, Simpson provided the school's next steps for a chosen name and what students, alumni, and the community can expect in the 2022-2023 school year.
I want that name to be something that people feel they can touch. It's like something you put your hands on, that your heart can connect to, that your head can connect to. To do that, it has to be a name that can bring in the diversity of our community, a name that can encompass and feel a connection, represent a connection for many, many people and the diversity of this institution. So how did we think about that? That kind of, when we're choosing a name, that kind of emotional or affective, logical, all those pieces that need to be part of a name, how did we as a committee kind of work through what's going to serve us well with that objective in working out a shortlist? And so I'm just going to read some of the considerations that were top of mind for us. And this was an attempt, this was our work at being systematic and methodical about our process to have a high level of rigor in our conversation. Does the name open up to a diversity of perspectives? Does it fit within post-secondary sector practices? Is this name going to keep us connected in the education world? Does it kind of situate us amongst universities as a whole? Does it align with the university's strategic vision? Is it legally available and ownable? A really practical, really necessary question. It has to be legally available and ownable. Does it pass cross-cultural and global linguistics checks? We are a community with lots of languages, with lots of cultural backgrounds. What meanings or resonance does this name take on in different settings? Can it be abbreviated to a workable acronym, to an acronym that works well for the university and those stories that we want to tell about ourselves? And another consideration, the domain name and the social media elements that come with that name, are they ownable? Can we own those names? So there were this list, I think, helps all of us to remember. It's what the committee really, in our returning, we've emphasized that returning to the name and what does this mean for us? How do we sit with this? These questions were consistently in the mix, so we kind of came to a short list that is workable in a wide sense and at all these levels.
The current mascot, named Eggy, after Egerton Ryerson, is being considered at the moment and can potentially change. For the school's colors, Simpson says it will stay the same, but did not confirm whether the name Rams will be kept for the varsity teams.
So the question of the mascot's a really important question. We're not sure yet. That's going to be a separate process. We've got a set of recommendations that we mentioned earlier. One of those is about the mascot. The mascot may change. There needs to be further reflection, and that will come next. So folks can stay tuned on that next chapter website, and we'll include updates there about that process, what's happening there. So I have a different answer for the colors. The colors will stay the same. This is really what we're going through, is a renaming exercise. And so the colors of blue and gold, which when I saw those colors too, I was so excited. Like, you know, when you move, I came from a different institution. I love the blue and gold. So that will stay. That was a decision from the beginning that this would be a renaming exercise. It was, in fact, as we know, a question asked by committee members. Will we be talking? No. And in fact, the blue and gold, which represent the water and sun, there's a connection there. There's a reason for those colors. They will remain the same. And so we can look forward to, again, some consultation on a new mascot, but the colors remaining the same. We're really just, our committee is really working at the name aspect of the university. I'll also just highlight that we'll also be retaining the, like I said, we're retaining the colors. We'll also retain fonts and graphics. And this will also help, as you mentioned earlier, Tony, maintain that sense of continuity, not only for alumni, but also for everyone at Ryerson. So by changing the name and leaving a lot of these other things intact, it will kind of underline or make possible a strong sense of continuity with the reality and those stories and that connection that is Ryerson.
Further, Simpson says the implementation of the name change must be gradual. There is a legal process for fully changing the name. Students and alumni will then have the choice to keep their current degree with the name Ryerson, or can request at a later time for one with the updated name.
So I'm going to speak both to current students and then also to alumni. So first of all, as mentioned, all legal documents must reflect our current legal name. They have to line up. And that includes, legal documents includes parchments and academic records. For students, current students, diplomas that are available at the spring 2022 convocation will say Ryerson University. But over the next couple of months, we'll be sharing more information with students who have applied to graduate. We'll be able to let those students know what you can do to change your parchment. Alumni of the university will have two options, their choice. The first option is to carry forward, to hold on to their existing parchment, leave things as they are. The second option for all alumni is that those who want to change their parchment can request a reissue of their parchment once the legal name change has occurred, and the reissued document, the reissued parchment, will bear the new name. So alumni have that choice.
Dr. Simpson was asked to comment on the shortlist of names the task force created and an updated timeline about the new name being fully implemented. CGRU is awaiting a response. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.